Folsom Cordova Unified School District School Facilities Improvement District Number 4 Elementary Schools. Measure R. Local Elementary School Teacher Retention, Classroom Repair / Safety Measure. To repair / upgrade existing Rancho Cordova Elementary School's deteriorating classrooms, electrical systems / wiring, leaky roofs, school playgrounds. Improve safety / security / fire systems, disabled accessibility. Acquire, construct, repair facilities, sites, equipment. Shall Folsom Cordova Unified School District School Facilities Improvement District 4's measure authorizing $144 million in bonds at legal rates, levying 6 cents per $100 assessed valuation, approximately $8,800,000 annually, while bonds are outstanding, be adopted, requiring public disclosure of spending, oversight, and to recruit/retain quality teachers? Impartial analysis of Measure R. Prepared by County Council. The California Constitution and Education Code authorize school districts to issue bonds for specified purposes if approved by the voters within district boundaries. Measure R was placed on the ballot by the governing board of the Folsom Cordova Unified School District. If approved, Measure R would allow the district to incur bonded indebtedness up to a maximum amount of $144 million. The proceeds from the issuance and sale of such general obligation bonds could only be used for the acquisition, construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation and/or replacement, including furnishing and equipping of elementary school facilities and equipment in School Facilities Improvement District No. 4. Measure R lists the specific school facilities projects that the district intends to finance by the proposed bond sales. No funds derived from bond sales may be used for general school operating expenses, including administrator and teacher salaries or pensions, or for any purpose or project other than those expressly stated in the measure. To ensure that funds are spent only as specified in the measure, Measure R requires 1. The appointment of a Citizens Oversight Committee. 2. Completion of annual independent performance and financial audits. 3. Establishment of a separate account in which proceeds of bond sales will be deposited. And 4. Submission of an annual status report to the board. If Measure R is passed, the actual dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold would be governed by the district based on the need for construction funds and other factors. If Measure R is approved, the tax rates necessary for payment of principal and interest on any bonds sold will largely be dictated by the timing of the bond sales, the amount sold at a given sale, market interest rates at the time of each sale, although in no event greater than the maximum bond interest rate allowed by law, as well as actual assessed valuation of taxable property in the district over the term of repayment. The district's tax rate statement contains the best estimates of tax rates required to service the bond debt. The district estimates the average annual tax rate levy to fund this bond is $60 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. The final fiscal year in which the tax is anticipated to be collected will be 2058-59. The district estimates that the total amount repayable during the life of the bond, including principal and interest, is approximately $299 million. Passage of Measure R requires approval by 55% of the voters voting thereon. A yes vote on Measure R means you wish to allow the district to issue bonds in an amount not to exceed $144 million. A no vote on Measure R means you do not wish to allow the district to issue the proposed bonds. You can find the measure arguments following the full text of this measure. Full text ballot proposition. Of Folsom Cordova Unified School District School Facilities Improvement District No. 4, Rancho Cordova, of the Elementary Schools Improvement Measure. Election November 5, 2024. The following is the full proposition presented to the voters of School Facilities Improvement District No. 4, Rancho Cordova Riverside, by the Folsom Cordova Unified School District. Local elementary school teacher retention, classroom repair / safety measure. To repair / upgrade existing Rancho Cordova Elementary School's deteriorating classrooms, electrical systems / wiring, leaky roofs, school playgrounds. Improve safety / security / fire systems, disabled accessibility. Acquire, construct, repair facilities, sites, equipment. Shall Folsom Cordova Unified School District's School Facilities Improvement District 4's measure authorizing $144 million in bonds at legal rates, levying 6 cents per $100 assessed valuation, approximately $8,800,000 annually, while bonds are outstanding, be adopted, requiring public disclosure of spending, oversight, and to recruit / retain quality teachers? Project list. The Board of Education of the Folsom Cordova Unified School District is committed to attracting and retaining quality teachers and improving the quality of education in our Rancho Cordova Elementary Schools by providing safe, secure, modern classrooms needed to support high-quality instruction. To that end, the board evaluated the urgent and critical facility needs of schools within School Facilities Improvement District No. 4, Rancho Cordova, including safety issues, class size reduction, basic repairs, computer and information technology, and developing the types of projects to be funded by this measure as described below. In approving this project list, the Board of Education determines that the district must 1. Retain and attract quality teachers for local schools. 2. Ensure that all students learn in classrooms that are clean and safe. 3. Make repairs to older classrooms and school facilities, including deteriorating and leaky roofs, plumbing, sewer, heating, ventilation, and electrical systems. 4. Improve student safety, campus security systems, including fencing, cameras, emergency communications systems, smoke detectors, and fire alarms. 5. Ensure that students have safe places to play. 6. Require public disclosure of all spending. The project list includes the following types of upgrades and improvements at schools, facilities, and sites within School Facilities Improvement District No. 4, Rancho Cordova Riverside of the Folsom Cordova Unified School District. Upgrade aging classrooms and school facilities to improve the quality of instruction and protect student health and safety. Goals and purposes. Every student needs a classroom that is clean and safe. But many local schools were built close to 60 years ago and need basic health and safety improvements. This measure will address the most urgent and basic repairs, such as deteriorating electrical systems and wiring, water and sewer lines, and restrooms, and repair leaky roofs. All money raised by this measure will stay within Rancho Cordova to support our students, cannot be taken by the county, state or federal governments, or spent in other parts of the district. Repair deteriorating classrooms and school facilities, including repairing leaky roofs. Upgrade deteriorating electrical systems and wiring. Improve fire safety and emergency communication systems. Remove asbestos. Upgrade special education classrooms and improve accessibility for disabled students. Improve and upgrade student safety and campus security systems, including security lighting, fencing, gates, and emergency door locks. Upgrade air conditioning, heating and ventilation systems. Provide safe drinking water. Ensure students have safe places to play. In addition to the projects listed above, the repair and renovation of each of the existing school facilities may include, but not be limited to, some or all of the following: add or renovate student and staff restrooms. Repair and upgrade electrical, plumbing, heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems. Upgrade of facilities for energy efficiencies and financial savings, including solar panels. Repair and replace worn out and deteriorated roofs, windows, walls, floors, doors and drinking fountains / hydration stations. Construct or renovate offices and facilities for multi-purpose and indoor / outdoor learning spaces, more efficient areas for professional development and administration, and for the safety of students on campuses. Install wiring and electrical systems to safely accommodate computers, technology and other electrical devices. Upgrade or construct support facilities including administrative, physical education, music, art, and performing and fine arts classrooms or facilities, science, computer labs/classrooms, media centers/libraries and buildings, covered eating areas, shade and rain shelter, administrative and maintenance facilities and yards. Acquire or replace modular/portable classrooms. Repair and replace fire alarms, emergency communications, public address and security systems. Improve facilities to satisfy ADA and seismic requirements. Resurface or replace asphalt, broken concrete and improve hard courts, turf, tracks, irrigation, and downspout drainage systems and campus landscaping. Install signage, solar panels systems and fencing. Expand parking and improve pickup and drop-off areas. Improve all site utilities. Acquire land. Construct new school buildings. Upgrade or replace interior and exterior painting and floor covering, including carpets and school facades. Demolition. Upgrade kitchens, food service and school cafeterias. Construct various forms of storage and support spaces and classrooms. Improve outdoor learning environments and quads. Repair, upgrade and install interior and exterior lighting systems and backup power generators. Improve playgrounds, play structures, gyms, athletic fields, lockers and facilities to support student health, fitness and safety. Replace outdated security systems, including security cameras, upgrade facilities for single point entry. Provide lunch shelters, indoor space for assemblies or for rainy day lunch. Upgrade music labs, multi-purpose rooms, learning centers and media centers. In addition to the listed projects stated above, the project list also includes the acquisition of a variety of instructional, maintenance and operational equipment, including the reduction or retirement of outstanding lease obligations and interim funding incurred to advance fund projects from the project list. Payment of the costs of preparation of all facility planning, facility studies, assessment reviews, facility master plan preparation and updates, environmental studies, including environmental investigation, remediation and monitoring, design and construction documentation, DSA oversight, and temporary housing of dislocated district activities caused by construction projects. The upgrading of technology infrastructure includes, but is not limited to, network rewiring, cabling, computers/tablets, portable interface devices, servers, switches, routers, modules, sound projection systems, laser printers, scanners and copiers, digital whiteboards, document projectors, upgrade voice over IP, clock/telephone/intercom systems, call manager and network security/firewall, wireless technology systems, refresh instructional equipment, data storage and phones, and the construction and installation of a data center in the cloud for the district's enterprise systems, such as resource planning, websites, domain name systems, cloud applications and information security. The budget for each project is an estimate and may be affected by factors beyond the district's control. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans and construction documents are finalized, construction bids are received, construction contracts are awarded and projects are completed. Based on the final costs of each project, certain of the projects described above may be delayed or may not be completed. Demolition of portable classrooms and existing facilities and reconstruction of facilities scheduled for repair and upgrade may occur, if the board determines that such an approach would be more cost-effective in creating more enhanced and operationally efficient campuses. Necessary site preparation slash restoration may occur in connection with new construction, renovation or remodeling, or installation or removal of relocatable or modular classrooms, including ingress and egress, removing, replacing, or installing irrigation or drainage systems, utility lines, trees and landscaping, relocating fire access roads, and acquiring any necessary easements, licenses, or rights of way to the property. The listed projects will be completed as needed. Each project is assumed to include its share of furniture, equipment, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, connection fees, program and project management, staff training expenses, and a customary contingency for unforeseen design and construction costs. Proceeds of the bonds may be used to pay or reimburse the district for the cost of district bond audits and staff when performing work on or necessary and incidental to bond projects. Bond proceeds shall only be expended for the types of projects and purposes identified herein. The district shall create an account into which proceeds of the bonds shall be deposited and comply with the reporting requirements of Government Code Section 5.3.4.1.0. Fiscal accountability. This measure requires public disclosure of all spending, including an independent Citizens Oversight Committee, and independent audits to ensure money is spent properly. No funds can be taken by the county, the state or federal governments. In accordance with Education Code Section 15272, the Board of Education will appoint a Citizens Oversight Committee and conduct annual independent audits to assure that funds are spent only on district projects and for no other purpose. The expenditure of bond money on these projects is subject to stringent financial accountability requirements. By law, performance and financial audits will be performed annually, and all bond expenditures will be monitored by an independent Citizens Oversight Committee to ensure that funds are spent as promised and specified. The Citizens Oversight Committee must include, among others, representation of a bona fide taxpayers association, a business organization, and a senior citizens organization. No district employees or vendors are allowed to serve on the Citizens Oversight Committee. No administrator salaries. Proceeds from the sale of the bonds authorized by this proposition shall be used only for the acquisition, construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and school administrator salaries and other operating expenses. Tax rate statement concerning Measure R. Local elementary school teacher retention, classroom repair / safety measure. An election will be held in the Folsom Cordova Unified School District School Facilities Improvement District No. 4, the district, on November 5, 2024 to authorize the sale of up to $144 million in general obligation bonds. If such bonds are authorized and sold, principal and interest on the bonds will be payable only from the proceeds of ad valorem tax levies made upon the taxable property in the district. The following information is submitted in compliance with sections 9400-9406 of the Elections Code of the State of California. Such information is based upon the best estimates and projections presently available from official sources, upon experience within the district, and other demonstrable factors. The following information is provided pursuant to Elections Code Section 9401. 1. The best estimate of the average annual tax rate that would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue over the entire duration of the bond debt service, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is $60 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. It is currently expected that the tax will be collected until fiscal year 2058-59. 2. The best estimate of the highest tax rate that would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, for each year that bonds are outstanding, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of filing this statement, is $60 per $100,000 of assessed valuation, which is projected to be the same in every fiscal year the bonds remain outstanding. 3. The best estimate of total debt service, including principal and interest, that would be required to be repaid if all the bonds are issued and sold will be approximately $299 million. Voters should note that these estimates are based on projections derived from information obtained from official sources, and are based on the assessed value, not market value, of taxable property on the county's official tax rolls. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills and tax advisors to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. The attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon projections and estimates only, which amounts are not maximum amounts and durations and are not binding upon the district. The actual debt service, Tax rates and the years in which they will apply may vary depending on the timing of bond sales, the par amount of bonds sold at each sale, and actual increases in assessed valuations. The timing of the bond sales and the amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the district based on the need for project funds and other considerations. Actual assessed valuations will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the district as determined by the county assessor in the annual assessment and the equalization process. S/Eric Swanson, Superintendent, Folsom Cordova Unified School District. Argument in favor of Measure R. Every student deserves a classroom that is clean and safe. Vote yes on R and support our Rancho Cordova local elementary schools. Yes on R ensures that our local schools have the resources to provide well-maintained and well-equipped schools our local students deserve. Did you know many of our neighborhood schools were built close to 60 years ago and are in need of urgent repairs and health and safety improvements? Yes on R addresses the most urgent and basic repairs at our elementary schools, such as deteriorating electrical systems and wiring, water and sewer lines, and restrooms, and repair leaky roofs. Yes on R retains and attracts quality teachers. Yes on R ensures students have safe places to play. Yes on R makes health and safety improvements. Yes on R upgrades deteriorating electrical systems and wiring. Yes on R maintains our local schools, which maintains our local property values. Measure R is fiscally accountable, including strict accountability requirements, published independent financial/performance audits, and an independent citizens oversight committee to ensure all funds are spent as effectively, efficiently, and as promised. Required public spending disclosures. No money can be taken by the state. All funds must be spent on our local schools. Every penny of Measure R must be accounted for and utilized to benefit local elementary school students. No funds could be redirected to any other part of the district, even if Rancho Cordova one day splits into its own district. No money for Sacramento or the county. Remember to vote yes on R. Our local students and families are depending on you. Join a unanimous Folsom Cordova Unified School District Board of Trustees, local teachers, parents, small business owners, Rancho Cordova Mayor David Sander, and your neighbors all agree, yes on R. For factual information, visit www.fcusd.org. S/David Wayne Black. Mills Middle School Campus Safety Monitor, 1976 Cordova High School Graduate. S/Jennifer Neuenfeld. Rancho Cordova Elementary School, 5th Grade Teacher. S/Carrie Johnson. Executive Director, Rancho Cordova Food Locker. S/Curtis Wigginton. Owner Next Level Pest Control. S/Matt Haven. Proud Rancho Cordova resident, committed homeowner and taxpayer. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure R was filed. No argument against Measure R was filed. No rebuttal to argument against Measure R was filed.